This is the reading for July 13th. Proverbs chapter 2. My child, listen to what I say and remember what I command you. Listen carefully to wisdom. Set your mind on understanding. Cry out for wisdom and beg for understanding. Search for it like silver and hunt for it like hidden treasure. Then you will understand respect for the Lord, and you will find that you know God. Only the Lord gives wisdom. He gives knowledge and understanding. He stores up wisdom for those who are honest. Like a shield, He protects the innocent. He makes sure that justice is done, and He protects those who are loyal to Him. Then you will understand what is honest and fair, and what is the good and right thing to do. Wisdom will come into your mind, and knowledge will be pleasing to you. Good sense will protect you, understanding will guard you, it will keep you from the wicked, from those whose words are bad, who don't do what is right, but what is evil. They enjoy doing wrong, and are happy to do what is crooked and evil. What they do is wrong, and their ways are dishonest. It will save you from the unfaithful wife who tries to lead you into adultery with pleasing words. She leaves the husband she married when she was young. She ignores the promise she made before God. Her house is on the way to death. Those who took that path are now all dead. No one who goes to her comes back again or walks the path of life again. But wisdom will help you be good and do what is right. Those who are honest will live in the land, and those who are innocent will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the unfaithful will be thrown out of it. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. The Spirit of God entered Azariah, son of Oded. Azariah went to meet Asa and said, "Listen to me, Asa, and all you people of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with Him. If you obey Him, you will find Him. But if you leave Him, He will leave you." For a long time, Israel was without the true God and without a priest to teach them and without the teachings. But when they were in trouble, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel. They looked for Him and found Him. In those days, no one could travel safely. There was much trouble in all the nations. One nation would destroy another nation, and one city would destroy another city, because God troubled them with all kinds of distress. But you should be strong. Don't give up, because you will get a reward for your good work. Asa felt brave when he heard these words and the message from Azariah, son of Oded the prophet. So he removed the hateful idols from all of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the Lord's altar that was in front of the porch of the temple of the Lord. Then Asa gathered all the people from Judah and Benjamin and from the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh and Simeon, who were living in Judah. Many people came to Asa, even from Israel, because they saw that the Lord, Asa's God, was with him. Asa and these people gathered in Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year at Asa's rule. At that time, they sacrificed to the Lord 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep and goats from the valuable things Asa's army had taken from their enemies. Then they made an agreement to obey the Lord, the God of their ancestors, with their whole being. Anyone who refused to obey the Lord, the God of Israel, was to be killed. It did not matter if that person was important or unimportant, a man or woman. Then Asa and the people made a promise before the Lord, shouting with a loud voice and blowing trumpets and sheep's horns. All the people of Judah were happy about the promise because they had promised with all their heart. They looked for God and found Him, so the Lord gave them peace in all the country. King Asa also removed Maacah, his grandmother, from being queen mother because she had made a terrible Asherah idol. Asa cut down that idol, smashed it into pieces, and burned it in the Kidron Valley. But the places of worship to gods were not removed from Judah. Even so, Asa was faithful all his life. Asa brought into the temple of God the gifts he and his father had given, silver, gold, and utensils. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's rule. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. In the 36th year of Asa's rule, Baasha, king of Israel, attacked Judah. He made the town of Ramah strong so he could keep people from leaving or entering Judah, Asa's country. Asa took silver and gold from the treasuries of the temple of the Lord and out of his own palace. Then he sent it with messengers to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus. Asa said, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. I am sending you silver and gold. Break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will leave my land." Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa and sent the commanders of his armies to attack the towns of Israel. They defeated the towns of Ijon, Dan, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all the towns in Naphtali where treasures were stored. When Baasha heard about this, he stopped building up Ramah and left his work. Then King Asa brought all the people of Judah to Ramah, and they carried away the rocks and wood that Baasha had used, and they used them to build up Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "You depended on the king of Aram to help you and not on the Lord your God. So the king of Aram's army escaped from you. The Cushites and Libyans had a large and powerful army and many chariots and horsemen. But you depended on the Lord to help you, so he handed them over to you. The Lord searches all the earth for people who have given themselves completely to him. He wants to make them strong. Asa, you did a foolish thing, so from now on you will have wars." Asa was angry with Hanani the seer because of what he had said. He was so angry that he put Hanani in prison. And Asa was cruel to some of the people at the same time. Everything Asa did as king, from the beginning to the end, is written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his rule, Asa got a disease in his feet. Though his disease was very bad, he did not ask for help from the Lord, but only from the doctors. Then Asa died in the 41st year of his rule. The people buried Asa in the tomb he had made for himself in Jerusalem. They laid him on a bed filled with spices and different kinds of mixed perfumes, and they made a large fire to honor him.